This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast's owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. I'm here once again with my ever-loving, wonderful husband, Vince. I just switch it up. Yeah, I'm with him again. Wow. Yeah, we're still together. Now.
When are you up for parole?
It's been 20 years. God, any minute now. I'm seriously.
But it's because you haven't been good.
Oh.
No good behavior.
Oh, that's, yeah, I'm definitely, there is no good behavior here, so. You know, you might be stuck with me for another 20 years.
I don't picture I'll be stuck with anybody for 20 years. if I'm alive in 20 years, we'll go with
okay,
that.
Okay, if you're alive in 20 years.
Yeah. I'll keep you on my mantle in an urn.
And I bring my boyfriends over. We'll pay respects to your ashes.
We'll sprinkle your ashes. Never mind.
Yeah, don't even go there.
Anyway.
You're a sick
so
bitch.
So there has been some good developments.
Oh.
Well, really? We have been contacted by a publicist for a woman who is an authority in relationships and things. And
why would she contact us?
To give us advice.
That's what I was thinking. she's like, guys, you need help. Yeah. Let me help you.
Yeah, you guys are.
You're totally screwed up. You know, you need a lot of help.
We're going to be recording a podcast with her on the 17th.
Wow, that's going to be very cool.
It'll be, I think that's a Wednesday. That'll be posted on that Thursday.
Very cool.
I don't know. I don't remember her last name currently.
Okay.
I know her first name is Susan.
Okay.
So looking forward to that. She's going to come on and we're going to talk about relationships and everything, which is
maybe we'll get a clue.
I'm going to take notes.
Me too.
We are also in the process. Our podcast currently is hosted by a company called Spreaker.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good company. I'm not trashing them. They've done very well by us. But we're making some business moves I think will be better for us. We're going to be sliding our platform over to Podbean, which is like one of the number one podcast hosting services.
Nice.
So our website will be hosted by them, and now you'll actually have an app.
Wow. Instead of a website.
Yeah. Well, you can go to the website. I mean, you can still go to your Apple and all those. We're in the process of linking up with them again. You can actually just get download. It's free. The Podbean, Podbean, you know, app. Mm-hmm. And then you could just search on there for us and bookmark it, and you'll have all our episodes at your fingertips wherever you are.
Nice.
So,
yeah, apps are the way to go. I know with other, like my work, we still have to access like our pay stubs. We actually have to go to a website. And when I was with other companies, we had apps we could go to. I could check it on my phone. I could check
the. That's the way of the world.
Yeah, it is. It's just so much more convenient instead of. Mm-hmm. Going to an actual website, which tends to be very heavy.
Yeah, so if you're on a computer, you're going to go to the website. Mm-hmm. If you're on a mobile device, whether it be an iPad or tablet of some sort or your phone, whichever one it is, you can download the app.
Mm-hmm.
And Podbean is like one of the top podcast hosting services.
Wow. Nice.
So we're excited for that. So again, if you still... if you want to get to that, you know, you still can just type in hotwifepodcast.com and it will directly go to our new site.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get there, you can download the app from there if you know, or go to your app store. The other thing you'll be able to do is, by all means, give us a follow on there, you know?
Oh, yeah, that would help us out so much, please.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't sound too pathetic, do I?
Yeah, it doesn't cost anything. No, just, you know, give us a follow. Yeah, we just feeds our ego knowing we have like more than three people following us. And
hey, hi, Mom.
Yeah, I'm one. Yeah. But so, yeah, that's exciting. I mean, I think this is going to bring a lot more exposure for us.
You know,
with more exposure with our clothes on. So, which is, it's kind of interesting because we have a bigger following than we ever anticipated. And I look at some of these other podcasts and they're on Podbean and some other ones, and they even have more traffic. So we might have a bigger reach.
Sure. I mean, what the heck?
No, because Spreaker, as good as Spreaker has been, I've been with them for years, even prior to here. But they just haven't evolved enough for us to maintain that.
Makes sense.
So we have to go with a more aggressive
situation.
So, and again, I'm not going to bash anybody. Also, there's other podcasts on Podbean that are swingers that you might want to check out. You know,
cool.
We're not the end all be all. They're different than what we do.
I'm sure they are.
You know, what I've seen is they bring a different type of show. I can't say good, bad, or indifferent. I can just say a different show. So
okay, good.
And if you're fans of ours, we appreciate it and hope you stay there and hope you tell two friends and so on and so on. But tonight's topic.
The difference between male and female. Is it romance or?
The approach.
The approach to romance.
The difference between male and female approach to romance or sex, however you want to look at it.
Interesting. This is going to be a deep topic, isn't
it? Not necessarily. No. I think from a female aspect, it's a little more sincere. But I think from the male aspect, it's like, man, it's on my dick wet.
No, from the female point of view, it's very convoluted.
Oh, sure.
There's a whole path you have to go. And boy, yeah, we'll get to that.
Well, it depends on the woman.
It does. It does. I know a lot of women, it's no wonder men get very confused and just, I don't know what she wants. You know, men are very simple. Like you always say, men are very simple.
I want my dick wet.
Yeah, yeah.
However you get it that way, I want my dick wet.
Yeah, and women, that they want a whole, there's a whole other side street. Well, it's I a think whole there's other, more, whole other pathway there.
Well, I actually think there's probably more women that, more diversity amongst women than there is men. You know, you might have two or three different types for men, but I think with women, you're going to have like, I don't know.
Oh, approach to romance and sex, you mean? Oh, yeah, I think it's different. As many women as there are, that's how many different approaches to sex there are. So well, you have like hundreds of thousands of different approaches.
I mean,
approaches.
I'm going to try to break it to a simplest, like off the bat, the first way, is the difference between a married man and a single man, their approach to sex or intimacy or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
I think it's pretty much the goddamn same.
You think?
No, men are simple.
Oh, I know.
I want my dick wet.
I know.
Okay, a married man, okay, we'll pretend he's faithful.
Okay.
And he wants it dick wet by his wife.
Right.
Okay. The hot chick he sees here and there in his head, he's like, oh my God, yeah, I'd like to try that. But the single guy, he'd take whatever he can.
Right. Okay. You know,
the most married men, they would love to have, if their wife isn't.
Right.
Okay. I would love my wife to be a freak. And by whatever means. Okay, oh, I want my wife to do anal. She won't do anal. Oh, I want to fuck my wife on the kitchen island. Oh, she's just, you know, only in the bedroom. Lights got to be out. It's got to be on a, you know, a day.
Tuesday
that,
night.
Yeah, Tuesday between 8:15 and 8:17.
Hey, I'm not that predictable, am I?
You have it marked on the calendar.
Oh, I do. That's true. Yeah. Well, you know, I like to keep.
Watch, don't kick your drink over.
I'm watching. Okay. That'll be alcohol abuse.
Okay, you can put it on the table here.
Then I have to reach over there to get in my arms.
Okay, all right, enough of that. Let's go back to the topic.
Yeah. No, I think a married man has to do a certain dance in the relationship.
Men all have to do dances. If you're single, you have to try to approach the woman wherever it might be, a bar or whatever.
Okay, so maybe the approach with men is they, okay, I'm just going to try to put this in a very consistent, succinct way. Men basically are simpler creatures. You know, they're they're easy to appease, and they're very simple. Not even
a question.
Yeah, but now you throw them into this lion's den and they have to figure out how to navigate the woman's thinking. So they have to go through a crazy dance to figure out what the woman wants, how to woo her, how to appease her, how to get her interested. Finally, after jumping through all these hoops to finally get to what he wants, and that's to get her in bed.
This is the single man.
This is the I would say even a married man has to jump through hoops like that. You know?
Yeah, he has to figure out, okay. You have to make sure the wife's not tired. You have to make sure you've appeased her. You didn't piss her off during the day. I'm going to talk about the married man, okay? You have to make sure it's like, okay, did I do everything
he
right?
He knows this one.
Oh, fucking by heart. I have it tattooed across my fucking chest.
Yeah, make sure you got your chores done.
You got to have everything done and do a couple more. If you have five things on the list your wife wants you to do, you better do seven or eight. And you don't bring it up, but you did the extra ones. You just sit there and let her, hopefully she notices. Maybe. And it's like, oh, that was sweet. Well, honey, I saw it had to be done. I had to get it done, you know.
So much time on my hands.
You know, you say, you know, hon, I was right there. It needed to be done. I got to get done. Under your breath, you're like, is it going to help me get my dick wet? You know.
Maybe.
Chances are, no. But you try. You know?
But you try.
Those points mean something, but they don't accumulate to a lot. You know, it's all a matter of like, okay, did everything go smooth today? Did she get pissed off at me today? Did, you know, again, if you have kids, like, okay, did the kids exhausted? Did the kids go to bed on time? Are they going to get up?
Oh, yeah. You know, kids, that's a whole thing.
Does she get in a bad mood? How close is she to her period?
Oh, you're rubbing your head.
I mean, yeah, I'm having flashbacks.
And how come?
Nom was easier.
Well, maybe that's why so many men turn gay.
Well, you're seeing a big switch of a lot of guys going by, you know?
Yeah, it's like, well, you know, men are just easier. They're just like,
honey, I'm going to go hang out with Fred.
I'm horny.
Oh, okay, where are you going with Fred? Oh, just going to hang out in his garage.
Yeah.
Fred gave me his Craftsman.
I got to pay him back.
You know, I loaned a tool from him.
I want to give one of my tools.
Yeah. But, you know, but it's with a single guy, you go to a bar, you try to hit the cream of the crop early in the night.
Right.
And as the night goes on and the cream of the crop gets by you, you start looking. It's like, okay, it's like the lion. I'm hunting the weak now.
The weak can help us? Oh, my God. It's terrible.
So.
Oh, my God.
We're women. See, and here's the difference. Men men are not in control with sex. Women control sex 110%.
I think you're right.
Oh, plain and simple. It's not even an option. You know? An average-looking woman sitting in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Guy walks up to her. She'll get a bunch of guys walk up to her. Hey, you know, can I buy a drink? Oh, you know, want to take her out, you know? Try to get laid. She can pick who she wants.
Pretty much, yeah.
A woman can walk up to any guy in a bar, as long as he's not married.
Right. And he's
for the most part.
Single guy or whatever.
Walk up to a guy and go, I want to fuck you. You know, I don't have to buy a drink. I'm going to fuck you. Okay, let's go. You know, that's why women rule the world. They just don't recognize it. They want to bitch about a glass ceiling and all this shit. No, you guys run the fucking world. As long as you have a pussy. Why do you think some of these guys want to get pussies? I don't know. Because they have no power.
I don't know.
You know?
But
anyway.
That's a whole other can of worms.
I was going to go someplace. I'd probably offend some people, so I won't go there.
Don't go there.
But no, it's men are simplistic. They really are. You want a man in your life to do something? It's like, you know.
I'm writing this down, taking notes.
Yeah. You're using your finger to write on your hand. So that tells me you're not really serious about it.
Not really serious. Yeah. Okay. Please do enlighten us, dear.
Well, seriously. I mean... You know, if your husband keeps forgetting to take out the trash, you know, you reward him. And he'll start remembering. It's like,
take out the trash.
Trash goes down Tuesday night. You know what? I found out I'm getting blowjobs Tuesday night after I take out the trash. In the shower, of course.
Of course. Depending on how stinky the trash is.
You know what? The night I forgot to take the trash out.
I got nothing.
I didn't get laid. Damn. Yeah. We're dumb. It might take us a few weeks to figure that shit out.
So the trash is piling up? Is that what you're saying?
Well, until the wife lets you know for the following week, till you have that whole week go by that, like, well, trash's full. You've got to take it out. Like, honey. It's like, no. All I can smell is trash.
Right.
Oh, if I take the trash out, she won't smell it. Oh, wait, hang on. I got an idea. Yeah, so.
Or maybe women should be more direct. If you want your dick sucked tonight, please take the trash out.
If I have to do everything, honey, you're not getting your dick sucked. I have to eliminate one thing from my task, and I'm picking your dick. Oh. Okay. Speak a man's language. Oh, plain and simple. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, that's... I got all these things.
You could sit there and say, I need you to cut all your fingers off, and I'll suck your dick. It's like, where you go, honey? I'd hand them to you, but I can't pick them up.
I got bloody stumps now, but I'm going to get my dick sucked.
I'll get my dick sucked. Didn't think about it for the next time, though.
I can't finger your pussy anymore because all I got stumps.
But now, okay, so now let's look at the more interesting side, the female side.
Oh, my.
Women will go by their mood. No, I don't want. No, I don't want you to just throw me down and just put your dick in. No, I want to be romance tonight. I want nice dinner, candlelight, kids go to babies. I'm just saying, people.
Yeah. I know.
Or it's like, no, I want to be treated dirty tonight. No, I want to be, you know, whatever tonight. No, I want, it's like.
Yeah, pick one. Like, just pick one. Just pick one.
Well,
I mean, I understand moods change. Sometimes I want to be more manhandled than other nights. But I'm also, I believe it all comes down to one simple thing: communication.
Sure.
Communication. I can't say it enough.
You're right.
You know, if women want what they want, the way they want it, maybe they should be a little more direct.
Women, tell me I'm wrong on this one. Women like to think, well, you should know. How the fuck am I going to know?
Well,
I'm not a mind reader.
No. But, you know.
If I was a fortune teller, I wouldn't have gotten fucking married.
That I know it's going to end horribly.
If I would have forecasted or guessed if my dick wasn't getting wet anymore, I would have fucking not gotten married.
That's true.
I'd marry your sister, that fucking slut. She fucks everybody.
There you go. Wait, my sister's...
No, I'm not talking about your sister.
It's like making up something. You got the slutty sister.
Yeah, I did. I got the best one of the deal in every way. Sexually, visually, personality.
Oh, you're just saying that because I have a gun to your head.
Well, as long as my dick gets sucked.
Yeah, you don't care. Yeah, see, you don't care. No, I think women are definitely much more difficult to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's... And if you want something done, you have to let your mate know. You might think that, oh, they should know, but they may not see what you're seeing.
Most men, okay, most,
mm-hmm.
or a good percentage.
Right.
Honestly, don't pay attention to the minute things of their wife. Don't pick up the things they say.
Oh.
So a woman could drop hints.
Right.
Like, wow, you know, I'd love to be able to settle down with a nice bottle of wine and...
And fuck your brains out, but I got to wash these fucking dishes.
Women don't say that. No, just by saying they want wine tells you they want to relax.
Uh-huh.
And you know it gets them horny. That's all I got to say is wine. That's the word that triggers all that. So as I'm saying, you have to... I'm experiencing this. I don't drink wine, I speak women. No, you know, you say I need a drink, and that's all I need to know.
I say it most nights.
I say it every night. And those who might be interesting, tonight I'm actually doing a vodka martini with a dirty martini.
Oh, but you like everything dirty, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, but
So, okay, yeah. You speak woman, so they...
Well, to the degree.
You know, that they're talking about wine.
I speak it. I don't understand it, but I speak it.
You don't know what you're saying.
No, well, about anything. Doesn't okay, matter what so the topic
if
is.
If a woman says it, you know, like tonight, I'd really like to relax with a... You know, glass of wine or a bottle of wine or a gallon of wine.
Okay. All right. So, okay. So, what we have to do is we take that into the equation.
Right.
Okay. That's X.
Okay.
Now, Y is what kind of day did she have?
Okay. So, you have to ask her.
Well, if you got to pay attention unless it's a weekday. But she's going to tell you. You walk in the door, you're going, hey, honey, how was your day?
Uh-huh.
Okay, see, this is information important. Gathering.
Oh, my God. This
is a military operation. This is not for the faint of heart.
I bet.
SEALs training is nothing. If you're marriage.
Marriage.
Okay? SEALs are pussies compared to married men. Now, SEALs that are married men,
badass motherfuckers.
And I don't mean that. SEALs, you guys are... Anybody in the military,
yeah, the bomb.
Everyone in the military is a badass.
Yeah, badass for sure. But
big respect for everybody in the military and all first responders. Anyway, no, you got to do your information gathering, man. You got to gather. It's like, okay, wait, she had a tough day. Okay, we're on the edge there.
A good massage.
Okay, but again, you have to sit there and like, okay,
bottle of wine.
Where are the kids? Do you have kids? If you don't have kids, you can pull more off.
Oh yeah.
Okay, she had a bad day at work. You can get over that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wine will get over that. You listen to her.
Wine.
Key thing, man.
Warm massage.
Here's something for men to make note.
Mm-hmm.
Married or not married to him, listen. Pay attention. Don't keep your earbuds in and just nod your head like, yeah. Sure. You got to listen. Information gathers. It's like, oh, you had a bad day. Yeah. You know what?
You should
have some wine. You need to relax. Okay, now you got to go, okay, do we have kids? Okay. Yeah, listen for how were the kids when she got home?
Yeah. Were they rambunctious? Were they well behaved? Were they doing their homework? Was it good? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the kids actually that's a
major thing mm-hmm. people don't take into consideration is what do the kids bring to the equation?
Oh, come on, that's gotta
I'm just saying,
ruin you know, any sex drive.
Well, you know.
If they're rambunctious, they're not going to bed on time and you know, not giving the parents time to
one of the things too
have their alone time
is, you know, you haven't had to experience it.
Mm-mm.
You did when my daughter lived with us for a short bit, but again, as a parent, you know, you sit there and like, okay, she needs to cut loose, but when you have so kids in the house, you can't be like, you know, you have to, you know,
yeah, we have to squelch the orgasm.
Tell me, squelching it doesn't kind of take away.
It does kind of take away.
You know, like. You like to sit there and yell, fuck my ass, fuck my... You can't be doing that when your kids are around.
Maybe they can misinterpret it something else.
What are you going to do? Get a statue of a donkey? And then they're going to think their dad's fucking the donkey?
I don't know. Maybe you can pass it off as something else, I'm sure. Okay. you're quick.
No, I didn't... No, you didn't hear me yell, fuck my ass. I was like, don't pass gas.
Don't pass gas.
Your dad's got horrible gas. You know that.
That's pretty good. don't pass gas.
I mean, you can always come up with other words that mean the same thing.
They know they're not stupid.
You know, like, you know, if all of a sudden, you know, you want your husband to fuck you harder, like, I have to do grocery shopping or something like that.
It's you have to have code words. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, switch out the phrases.
Oh, you know? My God. That's good.
Make the phrases something different, you know? It's like,
I want more groceries. More groceries. Get me more groceries.
When are we going to clean the shed? When are we going to clean the shed? You know?
I want that shed really clean.
Got to get weed eater string. Need weed eater string. You know? Come up with code words. You know? So that way you can yell as loud as you want. And the kids are like, wow, they're really worried about the condition of the house, aren't they?
Yeah, really.
It's like, yeah. Got to paint the dining room. Whatever. You know?
Paint the dining room. I want some long strokes.
Honey,
paint
I'm about
that dining room.
Honey, I'm about to spill paint. I'm about to spill paint. Paint my face. Paint my face.
Oh, that's good.
Then the kids barge in. Are you doing face painting? No.
But it's only white. it's white and it's runny.
Mom, looks like a bird shit on your face. Dad's bird.
Oh my God, that's
and you thought this was gonna be a boring topic.
I did.
But anyway, women are. But again, if you pay attention, Men you don't have to listen to. We just.
What?
It doesn't matter. If your guy had a bad day, honey, do me a sucky dick. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. That'll make my bad day
honey,
better.
Did you have a good day? Yeah, I did a great day.
Oh, that'll make my day better.
How was your day, honey? Yeah, it's okay. Nothing special.
Oh, sucky dick. Would
you your dick sucky? Yeah, fuck yeah. Simple, simple creatures.
Oh,
plain and simple. You know, and you want something done? Weigh how much it. What does it really cost you to fuck or suck your husband? You sit there and go, I really need my car detail. Car detail. Oh, you know? It's like, honey.
If I suck your dick, will you detail
No. You got to give it to him. You give him a good orgasm.
Okay.
Rock his world.
Okay.
Which hopefully rocks your world too.
Hopefully.
Then as you're laying there afterwards, like, oh, honey.
Do you think sometimes?
Oh, my God. Can I ask you for a favor? I really hate to do this, but could you detail my car? After an orgasm? Fuck yeah. Because it's like, you know what? If you do a good job,
she'll fuck
round
you.
Two later. He's out there. He's hand waxing that fucking car. He's not taking it to the drive-through car wash. He's washing that shit by hand.
Interesting.
Women, what are you going to do? Honey, I'm going to fuck you, and then I'll let you make me a nice dinner. Fuck you.
Since I'm not the one that cooks, you're the one who makes the nice dinner.
It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
No matter how good an orgasm I give you in whatever manner or however many, if I sat there to you and said, Donna, could you make me a bologna and cheese sandwich? You're like, fuck you. I don't want to cook.
I can do that. Come on.
You wouldn't, but you'd still be, really? I got to get a knife and spread mayonnaise and mustard on the bread.
Oh, that's right. Mayonnaise and mustard. You're one of those kind of guys, huh?
Jesus Christ, dude. Okay, it's like a slice of cheese on there too.
Sure. Kind of make sure it's cut.
And I guess if we have lettuce and tomato, we want some of that shit on there too. Men, hey, you just gave me an orgasm. I'm out there fucking detailing your car, power washing the fucking engine. You can eat off the motherfucker, filling your gas tank.
If that were true, then this house would be fixed up beyond belief.
Really? Do you think I get laid that much?
Well,
from you.
Oh well, you don't have to get laid from me. I'm happy.
And how is that going to help our house get done?
Well, you're having fun. How many guys can?
I'm saying you give your partner
sex.
Okay, I've used this example in other shows.
Right.
And I actually saw something on Twitter about this.
Oh really?
Yeah. Today it was pretty funny. It talks about how if you know. Yeah, if you're a couple weeks out from having any sex as a man, and your wife says, you know, hey, honey, can you take the trash out? You'll do it, but in your head, you're like, fuck you. You take the fucking trash out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You have sex on a regular basis, or I'm sorry, honey, I don't know what I was thinking. Oh, my God, I was wrong. I should have to take that right out. Or it's like gathers the trash every hour. It's like, you know.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, you think so?
I've had conversations with some of my buddies, my brother, and everything else.
Right.
And we've all had the discussion.
Oh, your brother, hold on.
Well, and it's a common thread that when you're getting sex on a regular basis as a man.
As a man, okay.
You will.
Jump through hoops.
You will do whatever. The longer you are from receiving, as a man, receiving orgasms, the more you feel separate. We need that simple fucking wet dick to keep us feeling close.
Oh, okay. There was an article you were reading to me earlier, was it today, yesterday, about orgasms, and especially about, this is a little off topic,
cream pies and stuff, and how it
helps with the...
No,
it was
swallowing cum.
Swallowing cum.
Yeah,
that's
I'm not
what
doing
it
though.
Well, no, I meant for me. No, you know, it helps with your, you know.
It doesn't help me at all.
It has vitamins in it, and it helps with
zinc and all that stuff. Yeah. I'll take the tablets myself.
It has all kinds of nutrients in it, and it's supposed to help with your skin. And I mean, I heard skin because I like getting facials anyway, so what's the fuck?
Right.
But I was like,
So anyway, back to the way women approach it. Okay, so what's the average way, if you think about wanting sex, what's the average way you think about it?
All I have to do is just ask you.
Well, obviously.
I just say, hey, when was around?
Or the guys lined up outside.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But, I don't have to, like, dance around. I can just do the speak and use my big big girl voice and use my words to get my point across. I don't have to do, you know, hand signals and little hieroglyphs and stuff. I'm just like, hey, want to mess around tonight? Sure. You know, so it's a,
what do they call that? Semaphore.
Oh, yeah, with the flags and shit. Yeah.
No. Well, again, you've never had kids.
No.
Mm-mm. So you've never had to deal with that.
No.
You know, you and I are in the household together, so we kind of split chores. So it's
Pretty much. You know, if there's anything that I need you to do, I just say, hey, honey, can you? Or if you need me to do something, you say, hey.
Is that the word, honey? That's,
okay, yo, bitch.
Do I'm thinking it was something like asshole.
I never said asshole to your face.
Okay. But anyway. But no, there's women that.
What?
Like, they have a certain way they, like, the mood is, I want it this way today, or I want it that way today. Or, yeah, it's like, oh, I want candles. No, I don't want candles. I want the light. No, I don't want the lights on. No, I want the lights on. No, you know, it's like, you know,
everything has to be
I'm not in the
right
mood to shave today. I'm not, you know, it's like, okay, whatever. It's been 16 weeks.
I'm weird with the shaving.
That's you. I'm talking about
a day without shaving. I don't like going to bed nubby. I do from time to time because it's just been cold, but I don't like it. So I shave all the time. All the time.
Excuse me, I'm chewing olives.
Oh, there you go. Enjoying your olives? They look
Yes, I am.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't even pretend that they look good. But yeah.
Turn my mouth and I'm chewing my mouth closed. You can't even see them.
I know, but I mean, the way you're like just savoring the delicious olives, blah.
They're actually not good olives.
No?
No.
What
makes those at BJ's or whatever.
Oh, like, okay. You thought the name of the store would be more enticing and you're so disappointed.
Yeah, I thought they sold them there.
Yeah.
Staples sell staples.
BJ's
should sell. You ran into Dick's and were disappointed.
I sure was. But they had balls there.
Yeah. What's good one without the other, though? One doesn't work without the other.
Pretty much.
Balls alone aren't useful.
Not too useful.
I wonder if that's a fetish, just balls.
Just balls? What do you mean, like just
like scrotum? A woman just is turned on by balls.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to
the yeah, ball. Really. I was going to go off.
Save that for another show.
Balls, should they shaved or hairy?
But women in general, I think, can... Women control sex. I mean, the intimacy is really controlled by, I mean, okay, the house party.
Okay.
We use that as our example in this case.
Okie dokie.
The women get to pick who they want to play with. The men at the party, they'll play with anybody who goes, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just that simple. And they get to pick what do they want.
Right, right.
You know, there's certain people there that, since it is kind of a BDSM party, they sit there and like, okay, hey, you, I want you to go spank me.
Oh, yeah, women definitely hold the upper hand in those kind of situations. I mean, I guess it's like that.
Okay, as a woman.
Right.
At the house party.
Okay. Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Sorry, well, no, we can hear you pointing.
No, I said, as a woman, I'm pointing to you, so...
Okay.
It wasn't really important that I was pointing.
No.
But you could sit there and go, okay, I'm going to start the night out with getting flogged. So you're going to go to a guy there that you know can flog
you. A good flogger.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Then you sit there and later on in the evening, you sit there and it's like, okay, you know, I'm in a mood to really get fucked. And that guy I know has a great cock. I'm going to go meet that guy.
Right. And then, you know, there's people there that do restraints and tying.
Well,
so
or whatever. It doesn't
matter.
Yeah,
there's
matter.
So many different things you could do.
I mean, if you're not in the mood to even fuck, you just want to say you want to go stand in the corner and make out with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find someone that can do that. And you can go sample everybody, find who the fucking best kisser is. As a man, I can't go to every woman. Well, I kind of can.
and say, hey, can I eat your pussy? And they'll go, oh, yeah. Well,
that's a different story.
Are you blushing, dear?
A little bit. You know, sit there and like it. Yeah, women control it, plain and simple. I mean, but women approach it with a different mentality. And that's where we're going with the topic.
Yeah, they do. I think, I don't know, do women like just make it more complicated than it needs to be?
Well, because I think because women, and again, I'm just talking my opinion. I'm not saying by any stretch we're authorities on any of this.
Oh, hell no.
If someone goes, that's not the way it is. Well, I'm telling you my opinion. Okay.
I don't even know.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm saying no.
Oh, backpedal that there, mister.
No, the topic.
Oh, yeah.
The topic. It's like, okay, because I'm married and, you know.
Unhappily married. Miserable. But only you can change that situation.
Yeah. Women really control the ebb and flow, the frequency of sex, the type, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know people that crave anal sex and they can't get it from their wives.
Right.
You know, or crave a blowjob and their wives don't suck dick. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I've heard of those people out there. I just.
Well, in alternative, if you came to me and go, you know, I really want to bury two fingers in your ass, I'd be like, no, you're not getting one in my ass. But
okay, yeah. Will you bury two fingers in my ass?
Well, of course, only two.
Well, let's start there. It's I need to get worked up to it.
Yeah, but it's always one on each finger, one on each hand. I mean,
that's fine.
It makes it kind of awkward. But I think, you know, men are happy just like, okay, get me a beer and let's fuck.
Right.
Know, sometimes women want that, you know, not that the date night's not nice. The date night is really nice.
Right.
You know, go out and have a nice dinner and everything else. I think women want that. I won't say require. I'm going to say want that more than a man.
Sure.
A man's like, hey, man, I'll throw some burgers on the grill. We'll fucking throw down a beer. Let's go fuck.
Actually,
women are like, you know,
I want to get dressed up.
Let's go to a nice restaurant. Of course, after you pay the bill in today's prices, you sit there and go, I'm not in the mood to fuck. I got to go. Do you know how long I have to work at work to make that money we had for dinner?
A prostitute would have been cheaper.
Yeah. I'm getting into voyeurism, honey. I want to watch you fuck somebody for cash so we can pay for that dinner.
Interesting.
No. We'll fuck for food.
We'll fuck for food. There you go.
But,
I think women, there's a lot more of the rituals of romance attached to that whole sequence of, I guess I'll call it a ritual that pre-mating ritual that women seem to abide by more than a man. Maybe it's just more intricate. Women's mating ritual is like more intricate than a man's. They want dinner. Yeah. They want the wine. They want to be, flowers on the table. Again, they want ambiance.
Sure.
They want,
I don't, and I'm not saying all women, it's not wrong.
No,
it's just the way it is.
It's just
I think
different.
Women want to make it I'm going to use this terminology for lack of a better one, make it more of an event than men.
Right.
You know, women want the experience. Men just want to get laid.
Right.
Not all.
Not my wonderful romantic husband, Vince. Well, you are pretty romantic. I think you're actually more romantic than I am.
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand more of the woman's thing. And I'm just like,
To me, there's times we all want different things. There's times it's just like, I just need you to suck my dick.
Sure.
And then there's times like, it's kind of the foreplay. Go out and have a nice dinner
and
talk about things and just, you know.
That build up is exciting.
It can be, you know.
And most times it's, for us, instead of dinner, I like to substitute that for me is my or our playtime, you know, times that we played with other people. That's like my dinner. That's what gets my motor going. And that when we get together, we talk about it.
Yeah.
I find that very exciting. And and I always like the sexy, erotic stories you tell me as I'm.
Well, I think it's all part of being part of the lifestyle, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that you can reflect back on experiences with other people.
Mm-hmm. Or fantasies dreams or any erotic experience. Sure. Mm-hmm. So like the whole dinner and flowers.
Dinner's nice. We don't go out much.
Yeah, but as a prelude to sex, it's not necessary.
You come home too full. You want to fuck? No. Jesus Christ, I can't move.
Oh, I shouldn't have had that bread. Oh, look at all the carbs. I don't know about you, but
dinner's really kicking in.
Yeah. Shouldn't have had beans. Oh, no well, more Mexican. Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't need that. I like the erotic playtime we've had either at parties or hot dates or whatever. Yeah. That kind of, yeah. For me, that's my dinner and flowers. That kind of gets the motor going. I find that very erotic. I find it mm-hmm. titillating. I like the fact that I know that it's exciting for you.
Oh, sure.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. It's so, not for everybody, but
yeah. Oh, no, it's not. Well, everybody sure everybody has their, quote, the dinner and flowers prelude to sex, sure. Whatever that is. You got to find out what that is
and just like that dinner, hook onto it. Just like that dinner instead mm-hmm. of swinging for us is like that, too, where mm-hmm. we don't do it every day, every week.
No, it's something special. It's
something that, you know, makes it very...
A little special. Do it every
mm-hmm. like I've, every the Sunday. Phrase we use is it, you know, if you played with other people all the time, it's like having filet mignon every night. Mm-hmm. It doesn't become special anymore.
Right.
So, but anyway, all right. I don't know if we covered the topic, but I kind of think we did.
We just hashed it around a little bit and just so you find out what your woman wants and what her
and if you're a woman, it's the same thing for a man.
Yeah, listen. You know? Listen, and communicate.
It's all a big game. You know, vying for position, you know, top, bottom, side, whatever.
I like any of those positions, mm-hmm. although I do like being on top better.
Mm-hmm. And this year we're going to get you sandwiched.
Ooh.
Yeah. So.
New Year's resolution?
So some more of the stuff I want to rehash here before we wrap up real quick is, again, if you want to reach out to us, please do. We look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We do answer them. if you, like I said, we can't encourage you enough to go to hotwifepodcast.com, which will take you to the new Podbean site. We encourage you to download the app. Yep. And that way you can follow us and have all the episodes at your fingertips. Wow. You can send comments. You can please follow us. You can also, you know, rate the shows to some degree. I think there's like... You know,
oh, really?
I don't think it might be a rating. I'm not sure. But at least download them and listen to them. That'd be great. Go to hotwifedonnalynn.com. Mm-hmm. You can see everywhere we are. You can see the magazine that I'm putting together now that is called 50 Shades of Pleasure. That's FIFTY.
Wow.
Shades of Pleasure. It's free.
It looks professional.
It's a swing. Yeah, it's amazing. I did it. Soup to nuts.
It's like, wow, look at this. It looks so professional.
Yeah. The first issue was only like 10 or 12 pages long. That's this next much. One's already up over 20.
Get out. Oh, yeah. Don't overload. Make them like, you know, something that you can consume.
But it's, again, it's mobile friendly. It's free. Mm-hmm. You can view it on your website, on the website or on an app. It's up to you. It's not an app you have to download. It's a website. You just view it that way. But check that out. Spunk Lube.
We didn't talk about Spunk Lube. Yeah. See, that should have been part of, like, women. You know, you had the dinner, the wine, and then Spunk Lube.
Yeah.
See, that's what you need to get her lubed up in all different ways. The alcohol gets her mood lubed, and then the
mood Spunk. Mood lubed?
Her mood lubed. Okay. Yeah, mood lubed.
Mood lube. That's a good name for a fucking lubricant.
Mood lube?
Yeah. If Spunk Lube wasn't the best thing out there and I was going to make one,
I'd name it mood lube. Mood lube. You get your mood lube. Like alcohol, you always say, like, you know, I want to get lubricated when you have a drink or two. Sure. It's like, well, this is getting everything lubricated. So, yes. Yeah. So dinner.
Check it out.
Dinner,
again, if you,
wine,
go to
Spunk Lube.
If you go to spunklube.com and you buy some product, please type in Hot Wife, all one word, in the discount code at the checkout. You'll get 10% off your order.
Then you can be lubed too.
Yeah. We just gave some more out. We're going to have a contest soon for that.
I think we should. So. Yes, we had a friend over who was new to lifestyle. Mm-hmm. We gave him a couple samples and a bottle and said, hey, have fun.
Yeah.
Send him on his way.
Yep, pat him on the ass and go. anyway, so again, I want to thank everyone. And hopefully you'll still follow us on the various platforms. We're not going to fade out of Spreaker real soon, probably a month or so. But in the meantime, you'll be able to switch over to everything. We don't want to lose you. You might want to lose us, but it's a different story.
That's a whole different can of worms.
So I want to thank you.
Okay, everybody. Have a good night.